This is WSKG News. With fracking banned, pipelines are at the center of the natural gas debate in New York State. And as WSKG's Brett Jaspers reports, that puts one particular federal agency, the FERC, in the middle of the controversy.
The Constitution Pipeline almost passed through Cindy Beach's backyard.
That stake in the woods, it'll cut diagonal, and then it'll go straight again. You can see all the stakes in a row there.
But it changed. The route is now maybe 2 football fields away from Beach's house in Franklin, a village in Delaware County. To get the change, she asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, if it was possible to bypass her small property. But one neighbor wasn't so lucky. Beach says the pipeline company is taking part of his property by eminent domain. Even though Beach got a compromise from FERC, she still doesn't trust the agency.
As appreciative as I was of them helping us out, I've come to find out that they are just what they call a rubber stamping machine. And it's been proven that their salaries are paid for by the permits that the gas and oil company pay for. So, you know, why wouldn't they approve them?
She's definitely right about the salaries. FERC is funded by pipeline application fees and other charges on energy companies. On the other hand, some people look at that arrangement and say, if a company wants to build something, it should pay for those government services. They don't see FERC as a rubber stamp. That tension is at the heart of the pipeline approval process. When FERC evaluates pipeline plans, it looks at the effect on the environment and landowners, but it also considers energy prices and whether there's a need for a pipeline. Here's FERC spokeswoman Tamara Young Allen.
Congress has made FERC's mission to ensure reliable, efficient, and sustainable energy for consumers. And FERC staff takes that goal and that the mission from Congress very, very seriously.
And economist Jeff Macomb says this focus on energy availability is why we have cheap electricity.
The interstate pipeline business that we have is the conduit, the backbone that is used to support our competitive gas business in the U.S.
Macomb works for states, local utilities, and less often, pipeline companies. He's a big fan of FERC's process. But many residents believe that the proposed pipelines will increase gas exports, raising prices here. Carolyn Elefant thinks there's a way to handle these disputes. She's a lawyer who works with landowners. She says there needs to be more chances for people to present their cases before FERC judges and question the companies.
We know that private business does not always work in the interest of the public and does not always engage in appropriate activity, whether intentional or not.
In 2013, the environmental group Delaware Riverkeeper sued FERC. They said FERC approved projects bit by bit, so it didn't consider the environmental impact of the whole pipeline. That group won the case last year, giving hope to people who fight pipelines on environmental grounds. But Elefant says FERC is still limited by the law, which again makes it consider the need for affordable energy. Economist Jeff Macomb says not everyone is going to be happy.
There is a plurality of interests to be served in licensing things like new gas pipelines. And it's very much the case that not everybody's interest is going to be served.
FERC ruled in favor of the Constitution Pipeline last year. The commission is now taking public comments on another pipeline, the Northeast Energy Direct. It would run nearby the Constitution and add 4 gas compressor stations to upstate New York. Back in Franklin, even Cindy Beach's neighborhood is divided. One of her neighbors says he's for the Constitution Pipeline. He didn't want to be interviewed, but for Beach, she'll continue to try to get FERC and the pipeline companies to hear from the people who don't want to live amid new gas infrastructure.
You just put your whole heart and soul into it because you want to save what's yours. Protect your health and protect the health of your grandchildren. My first grandchild was born in June, and you know, I'm putting everything into this because I want him to be able to play in the woods and the fields that my son played in.
Beach hopes that even if FERC doesn't see things her way, New York State will. The Department of Environmental Conservation is expected to rule on water quality permits for the Constitution Pipeline any day now. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.